With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonjour, hola. It's Rosie, a.k.a. all of your dear sweet daddies. Just want to say hello. Hope you're all staying, what is it, alert. No, ignore that. Just bloody stay at home. This episode was recorded pre-quarantine, so we are in a simpler life then. Please enjoy it, and if you haven't already, rate, review, subscribe, have fun, send us messages. Me and Helen are very bored. So that's enough for now. Could you just listen to this brilliant episode with the amazing Kima Bob. Right, I'm off to eat a whole cheesecake. Bye-bye!
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hey, Helen. It's Helen. You're having a really good night, and I just wanted to remind you when you wake up in the morning just to keep being the change you want to see and that you're just fucking amazing. Okay, I love you. I love me. What am I saying? You're so funny. Okay, mate.
Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look At Me.
A podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Have we got new glasses?
Yeah, we got new glasses. You and I got them for free, which I love.
That's so good.
Oh, thank you.
I really wish I needed glasses. I got such a boring face.
I feel
like glasses would enhance my...
We're not starting until you tell us that you know you're beautiful.
Nonsense. I'll tell you, I'll describe your face in one word. Fuckable.
If you want to be anything these days, it's not beautiful, yeah. It's
literally,
fuckable.
100%.
Like, you don't want to be beautiful?
Flowers are beautiful. No. I'm not going to come in them.
Yeah. I don't know. A nice daisy is a nice daisy. Welcome!
Welcome, Bob!
Yay! Welcome to the Daddy Look At Me Paradise Dream podcast of everything you've ever dreamed of in the entire world.
With Helen Bauer and the fuckable face of Rosie Jones!
100%.
Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so happy to be here. I did think that my dad, or at least a letter written by him, would be here.
Don't give away our ending. Are you serious? Yes.
What?
He's in the fucking office.
Is Mark Bob outside?
Mark,
be cool.
Bob.
Chill out, Mark.
Could you imagine how much better our podcast would be if we surprised people with their dads at the end of it? Actually,
Daddy, look at me.
I'm in Toby Fair. That's a legit stick on that.
Oh, it would never work out.
Where is Matt Bob right now?
He's in a suburb of Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
You're from Houston originally? Yeah. Houston.
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 Some people say Houston, and I'm just kind of like, no.
It's a hard word to H-O-U. That's tricky.
Yeah.
Hugh.
Like Angelica.
Oh, that makes it easy. Angelica Houston. Simple. And so I was in Houston for about 30 minutes maybe, and I was at the airport and I saw a man order a Subway sandwich, and I, you know when you're just like, have you ever fallen in love instantly?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
So this was the first time it happened to me, because he ordered it and then they went sauces, and I was used to Britain where someone just goes, oh yeah, like a bit of mayo, I guess, and that was it. And he went, mayo, heavy. And I was like, what does heavy mean?
Yeah.
Holy shit, heavy means heavy. Yeah. And then he listed three other sauces and they didn't blink or bat an eyelid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in England, as someone who is, I want to order heavy mayo, but when you say lots of mayo, it's not what he got. And the confidence, and I swear he looked at me and winked.
He did.
it was so good.
He wanted that sandwich to squirt.
Oh.
And while he was eating it, he was definitely thinking of you.
It might have been your dad.
It was.
I'm not, for sure, always a free sauce Subway.
Minimum three. Minimum three.
Four.
We're condiment gals.
Sweet chili.
I get it.
Honey mustard.
Bold combination.
No, no, no.
Mayo.
Wow.
Garlic aioli.
Wow.
That's a really bold combo, Rosie.
I'm like, what is the end result of this? A fuckable face.
A fuckable face.
What she's not telling you is that the other part of the sandwich is just slices of beef and then four sauces.
Yeah.
And Rosie's like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, it'll do any meal.
No, I got no feelings. I'm like, just bread and sauce.
Fucking
absolutely
amazing.
Nonsense.
So when you were growing up, basically our perceived notion of Houston at the moment is just people ordering in Subways.
No, I got a theory.
Hit me.
Just think you all work for NASA.
100%.
I didn't even think about that.
What's weird about being an astrophysicist is that you can be born into it.
Yeah.
I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
Oh my God. For a minute, I genuinely thought, oh my God, she's an astrophysicist before you were
100%. It's because I said astrophysicist and you were like, people don't know that word who aren't that.
It's so good.
100%.
It's like, if you're born near a space shuttle,
100%.
You are that space shuttle.
Yeah. We all work there.
Yeah.
What does that mean that you are?
I am Sarah Lee.
Wow.
They made Sarah Lee in Bridlington.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sarah Lee the cheese?
No, the bread, right? Do they make bread in there?
No, they make like puddings, like cheese cakes.
Why have I never heard of this? I thought you were saying Dairy Lee.
Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee.
Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee.
Why have I never heard of this?
You don't know Sarah?
No.
Sarah Lee.
Winnie, do you know Sarah? No. Literally no idea.
They make like
fresh
bread.
They make hella good bread. I will never forget. There was a time in my life where Sarah Lee had this bread and it was like wheat, but it wasn't like heavy. And it was around the time whenever people were like, white bread is not the best for you.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, Sarah Lee is really changing the game for me personally.
Yeah. I've genuinely never seen this before. How like, on my life.
They make it in Bridlington.
It's weird that you're not. They should call it Breadlington. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm actually like, it looks really good.
You know the logo.
I don't.
Does it?
I mean, clearly I've missed. I'm sorry. Okay, let's apologize.
Hello.
Why is everyone so upset with me right now?
Apologize to Sarah Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sarah Lee, looking at, briefly at her website, I'm assuming has passed away now, because she set up this company in 1935. I'm assuming she was a minimum of 20 years old when she set up that company. I'm assuming she's a lot. You know what? You assume you make an ass out of you and me. Are you kidding? She's been making pies her entire adult life. She's dead. She's 100% dead.
What is wrong with you, Helen?
Yeah. What's wrong with you? How about we get into that in a minute when we dig into your childhood and really figure out what's going on with you?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody back up.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of Sarah Lee, that came from Texas, along with Kima Bob.
Flawless link.
Oh my god, so beautiful.
How was your childhood, Kima or Sarah?
Lovely.
What's interesting about when I was a child was that I didn't ask people to call me Sarah.
Weird.
They just did.
Weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that was heavy. joking around. No one called me that. They did call me Kima.
Mm-hmm.
They did call me Bob the Builder.
Surname Bob. Yeah.
They did call me SpongeBob.
Okay. Great.
Why
SpongeBob? She had square pants.
100%.
Yeah, okay, I get it now.
My ass was square until the third grade.
No way.
So SpongeBob, it just kind of fit.
School must have been fun for you then.
Yeah, I was just hoping that no more fucking Bob characters were going to pop up.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah. Oh, that's when I still fucking get...
Oh, no.
Madness. No. Some French guy said it to me like a compliment. He was like, I like your hair. It reminds me of Sideshow Bob.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No.
It's like, thank you so much, sir.
You can.
Do you want to fuck Sideshow Bob? Because
And did
not,
he?
No. Oh. So that was sad. Oh. It was because I was hurt.
I think having Bob as a surname is going to lend itself to those nicknames. Were you someone who embraced it because you were like, I'm part of the gang, I've got a nickname? Or were you like, what the fuck, call me Kima and move on with your lives?
Yeah, it's like, you guys aren't creative. You're just taking the names of popular characters on television and now applying them to me.
Yeah.
Often in hurtful ways.
Yeah. Those fucking assholes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Kima's like a great name, so you don't need to mess around with it. Like, we had three Joes at my school, and we called them Joe, Jojo, and Jojo, because that was our level of creativity. Because then we could distinguish between them.
I like that.
Yeah, and it made sense for us. But then we had like loads of Emmas, and they weren't like Emma, and Emma.
Emma.
Who was your favourite?
Out of the Joes?
Yeah.
I fancied Joe in secondary school.
The original.
Yeah. The original, the OG Joe. But I thought, in fact, they were all sweet. They were a sweet bunch of boys, the Joes. I like them. And also, they remind me of, like, you know, Ed and Eddie, TV show.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, it was great.
I would want to be Jojo, just because that's, like, fun. It's still a nickname, but it's not Jojo Joe, where it's obvious that you weren't
two Joes. He came to school last, and it was, like, too bad this is happening. Jojo's fun. But I think it's that thing of like Jojo, and then you're like Jojo the singer.
Yep.
Like Too Little Too Late, which is such an anthem.
Yeah, 100%.
All my life.
Is that another one of her songs?
Is that Casey and Jojo?
We've got Jojo, we've got Casey and Jojo.
Yeah,
so Jojo, we've got... It's just too little too late, too little too long, and I can't wait. And then with Casey and Jojo, we've got all my life. pray for someone like you.
Very
and
different
voice. And I think I'm better that I finally found you. Exactly.
Please tell me you were a singing child. You've got a great voice.
Thank you so my love. As a child, I did sing songs.
Yes.
I also was sad.
What?
Yeah.
You were a sad singing child?
Yeah, just kind of ominous.
Actually, I remember when James Blunt's first album came out, Back to Bedlam, and I would love singing that whilst looking out my window on a rainy day and being no one gets it, but I get it.
Yes, yes.
Fucking 13 years old.
You understand it.
Wait, so if you were a sad singing child, were you just like singing by yourself? Or because I always assume we think that like performers usually got a taste of it in childhood and either chased it immediately from there or got a taste of it, left it, and then came and chased it way later. Mm. Like, were you someone who would take an opportunity to rise to the occasion?
Well, I feel like this is really interesting. A lot of the attention when I was little was like focused on my mom.
Uh-huh.
What I find about my comedy and my blue hair and all of these things are me getting like my comeuppance.
This is your
getting
moment.
Some payback. Yeah. That's what my therapist said. She was like this. She was like, do you feel like you're like getting it now? I was like, thanks, Paulette. That's a good point.
Yeah. Your therapist is called Paulette?
Yeah, she's really cool.
Such a great name for a therapist.
I recommend her. She's a nice lady.
She sounds great.
Yeah, she's a hoot. But yeah, so I feel like when I was younger, there were a few things. Like, my mom took me to this kind of Star Search type thing.
No.
But it was like these casting calls for like Disney. And do you know these?
I've watched every Hollywood story on Disney of all time.
Scammy. They're so scammy. And so basically what they do is they put out a wide call and they're like, do you want to make money off of your kid? Or like, is your kid really hot to be so young?
Yes!
And they're like, bring them here. We'll evaluate them. Then we'll tell you that you could spend thousands of dollars to give them better chances. A couple of those things where she was like, you're a model. And there was one where she was like, you're an actress. And I think I did want it. Yeah. But at some point, her energy conflicted with my energy, and then it made me like shut down that stuff completely.
Yeah.
I remember once going to one of these calls, and do you know Oscar Mayer Wiener brand?
No.
So it's a brand of like hot dogs in the States, and they have a theme song for it, and it's like, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, cause I truly like to be, if I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone wants something, I don't fucking know. All I remember about it is singing it while being traumatized. I remember singing it and being afraid to fuck it up. And I remember being at one of these casting calls, like doing some fake commercial for Cheerios or whatever, and just freezing on the stage in front of like all these people. I can still feel it. And then getting off and my mom being like, I spent all this money to bring you here and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I told her about it recently and I was like, I was really scared. I felt like you were really mad at me. I was like, I felt like you could have killed me. And she said, I could have.
Oh my god!
So it's nice to know that that was real. That was real.
It wasn't your fault.
I was fucking 5 or 6.
Oh. And were you just like queuing around the corner all day to go in and have your moment?
It was madness, and I don't remember where all the drive came from. I feel like a bit of it was me because I've always watched a lot of TV because my mom worked quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, TV, you're my friend. And then I think at one point I was like, I could get in there.
I'll just climb straight in.
100%. Yeah. I was like, these fucking Disney kids, They're out here singing, dancing, advertising board games. Yeah. I could do this shit.
The Disney kids are pure madness.
Yo.
Like, I'm obviously there was that documentary ages ago about the E! True Hollywood Story of the Mouseketeers or like Disney kids.
Oh.
And this is when it was Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Britney, and Christina.
Oh my god.
They were worked into their life.
Isn't it crazy? In such a generation of people who are, wow, the boys are okay.
Are they? So let's go on to love. Did you ever use attention when you were younger to get someone you fancied?
Well, when I was younger, I didn't get anyone that I fancied.
What?
Yeah, so.
But your face is so fuckable.
Thank you so much.
She was too busy going to casting calls
That's
at the weekend for hot dogs.
Yeah.
She was a busy child.
I was working. what's interesting is that my attention-seeking behaviors haven't paid off romantically or sexually until being much older. And now I'm really freaked out by the idea of like boning someone who saw me on stage but doesn't know me.
Oh, I am not okay with that.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Because
I want to bone a version of you.
Yep.
Not you.
And sometimes that version is me as a drag king, and that's just extra confusing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, I'm going to take off the beard, thanks.
Have you ever like been tempted to go with one of these like chuckle fuckers?
What is a chuckle fucker? Oh,
people
I know
who,
what you're
like,
talking about.
Yeah.
The terminology. I think initially I was like, oh, this is cute. A girl was saying hi to me after performance. And then I was like, no, they don't. Because I'm sad. So I was like, unless you just want to smoke weed and watch Netflix, I'm not your dream.
It's like I've got all my in any way version of happy out in that 20-minute set you just saw. Yeah. And like I'm spent now for
I've got
24 hours.
Nothing left for you, mama.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think growing up was weird because I felt like there were things that I wanted to do, but I didn't know how.
Yeah.
I remember being like jealous of Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this bitch doesn't sing that good. Just delusional. Right. Just fucking out of my mind. Like, I was like, I bet I could be on the radio.
What age were you? Wait a second.
I was a kid, but you have to remember, I grew up with Beyonce, like, she's from Houston. Like, that's my hometown. Yeah, so I grew up with her music from when she was probably, like, 16, 17.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think just from that, you know how, like, if you've seen how someone started and you're like, this is a horrible, I don't know this man at all, but you're like, Stephen Fry, he's not a legend, that's my neighbor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt about Beyonce for a while. And now she's just too big to even pretend.
Yeah.
But just weird stuff. Like, I felt like there were things I needed to get out and didn't know how.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing theater, which, like, it was funny. It answered some of the questions, but it wasn't it. I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I was studying theater at university, and it was in one of our courses with a passive-aggressive acting professor called, I cannot go say his fucking name, what's the point? My passive-aggressive acting professor kept me after class and was like, hey, Kima.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the comments that you're sharing in class. I think they're so funny.
Yeah.
But I also think this is not the place for them. But we do have an improv comedy team, and you might want to audition for them. So it was like
passive
aggressive.
What comments were you making in class?
I think I was just like, I feel like I was just like chucking jokes out or something. Like,
he's like Chekhov is a really life changing sort of writer, and you're just sort of like,
I'll change your life, nonsense. But I feel like it was like, I feel like it was constructive comments. But to audition for the improv team, and the rest was like history, you know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate that my attention seeking behavior
You're like a late bloomer to attention, I feel. Yeah. Like, I think because your mum wanted you to have it so badly. Yeah. You were like, no, not me. And then you got out on your own. You're
but
like, give it.
Also, my mum is like a hoot. Like, if you meet my mum, you'll see. Like, I'm like, I'm not like small next to her, but like, Jesus Christ. And I think because she was going through different things and like mental health things or whatever, like, she was the focus of so much.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, as I've gotten older and literally left the country, I've been able to like grow into myself and like, who is this guy? And yeah, so fucking weird.
This guy's a fucking legend. I'm so glad you did.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that so much. I'm gonna fucking weep.
You're not. Don't say you're not gonna do it if you're not gonna do it. We want more criers on this podcast.
I know what you're talking about. Well, you didn't really bring me there. You kind of brought me into like this plateau of emotion.
Rosie, sing Celine Dion. Let's get her that.
Stop it.
Honestly, what a journey you've taken us on.
It's been
it's been beautiful. We've never had someone whose parent took them out to be like, I mean, I think we have quite similar mums actually, which I'm going to talk about
madness.
In a minute.
Yeah.
But 100%.
I feel like you must have me back. If you don't, if I have you ever done two episodes with somebody?
We haven't had
a repeat yet.
No.
I demand it.
We don't do repeats mainly because people don't want to come back.
No.
You're the first person that's enjoyed this.
I want your attention.
You've had it.
Holy shit. I don't even need my dad anymore.
Well, lucky for you.
Enter.
You're going to kill him. No.
Enter. Daddy.
What? Okay, ready? I'm going to be him.
Oh, no. Absolutely
Kima,
not.
How do you not know that I am daddy?
Be respectful. Look at your father. Look at your father.
I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Daddy.
Dad, hi, Daddy. Do you want to have small talk?
No, because I got a day planned.
What?
We're going to take you for an audition.
Oh, my God.
To be in a hot dog
Dad, this is to see you put so much time and energy into me.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It's just refreshing.
I'm gonna hold your hand the whole way.
Wow.
I'm gonna say, don't worry, Kima Bob. Whatever happens in
that room, Papa,
I'll be right here outside the door for you.
Oh my God.
So the pressure is off, and you just do what you want to do. If you nail it, great. If you fuck it up, fine. Because you know what? No matter how the audition goes,
yes, Papa,
I'm gonna be right outside.
Oh my God.
And after, I'm gonna hold your hand.
Again?
And we're gonna go home and eat a Sara Lee cheesecake.
Wow.
I feel held. I feel whole.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Kima.
Thank you.
Helen.
Thank you,
Helen, you're not there.
It was too beautiful.
I know I wasn't invited on this trip, but just the idea of it is enough to feel like I was part of it, and just watching Kima get taken away. It's like,
I don't think I've experienced unconditional love until now.
Kima, I love you.
I love you too, RJ. I hope you know. Wait, are you still being my dad?
I can be Daddy and RJ.
That's true. You are always.
It's like a role. It's like an entity, isn't it?
Every now and then I just see Kima from across the bar, I'm getting over. I'm getting better at life. And then I'll leave.
She was like, you gotta date yourself.
I said that.
It was the realest chat because I was like, Rosie, I'm obsessed with a boy and I shouldn't be. And then she was like, if you shouldn't be, then why are you? And I was like, shut the fuck
Holy
up.
Holy crap, Rojo.
I never said the only way you'll be okay with it is if you learn to date yourself.
Madness.
We have never ended on a moral before, and I fucking love it.
Rosie is my dad.
Thank you to Daddy Rosie.
Thank you, Daddy Rosie.
Yeah, one, two, four, good night.
I always want to plug my child. I am its daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Femmes of Color Comedy Club.
Fuck it up.
You must fuck it up. It is a platform that showcases and celebrates women, trans, and non-binary comedians of color. Just because why not?
You're an amazing comedian, so obviously go see you at any of those nights. That's a particularly special one. You have to go get it. Follow you on Instagram, Twitter,
social media at Kima Bob.
Yes.
And Bob is my real name.
Thank you, Kima. We'll all hold hands.
I feel held. I feel whole.
Wherever you are, I believe that the heart goes.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Rose Robinson, my love, my friend, my flatmate. I actually don't know why I'm ringing you, because you are literally in the next room, but I am that lazy. I want to say, will you come and chat about your childhood on mine and Helen's little show? That would be so lovely. I love you. Bye-bye.
Deleted.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.